الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam that are listening to this program over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When the month of Rajab used to set in, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make this dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, bless us in a month of Rajab, bless us in a month of Sha'ban, and convey us to the month of Ramadan. In this dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to express our wish and desire to live on till the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, it is a fadl and a grace of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we are alive today to witness the barakat and the blessings of the month of Ramadan. It is also our dua. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadana lana wa sallimhu mataqabbala. Oh Allah, preserve us for the month of Ramadan. Preserve the month of Ramadan for us, and whatever we do in the month of Ramadan, oh Allah, you accept it. Allah give us the tawfiq, Allah give us the hidayah to value the month of Ramadan, appreciate the month of Ramadan, and use it to the maximum of our benefit. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to inform the Sahaba about the value and the greatness of the month of Ramadan. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba, Ya ayyuhal nas, qad aghallakum alaykum shahrun azeem, shahrun mubarak. O people, a great month has dawned upon you. A month of barakat and blessings have come upon you. Fihi laylatun khayrun min alf shahr. In this month, there is one night, the ibadat and the worship of that one night is more valuable in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala than the worship of 1,000 nights. Man adda fihi bi khaslatin min al khair kana kaman adda fariida. If a person has to do any voluntary act in the month of Ramadan, because of the month of Ramadan, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will reward him for the act of a farz act. وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيزَةً كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى سَبْعِينَ فَرِيضَةً. If a person has to do a farz act in a month of Ramadan, because of the barakah and the blessings of the month of Ramadan, that is multiplied 70 times. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَان فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَسُلْسِلَتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the month of Ramadan comes in, the doors in the skies, Allah's rahmat and mercy opens up. The doors of Jannah are opened up. The doors of Jahannam are closed. And Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala locks up the shayateen. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, man sama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. وَمَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرُ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That person who fasts in the month of Ramadan with Iman. He is not just fasting because everybody is fasting. He understands that this is his religious duty. He knows that this is ordained from Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And he also fasts with the hope of getting ajr and reward from the side of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will forgive all his sins. That person who stands in the nights of Ramadan, he performs his Salatul Taraweeh again with Iman and hoping ajr and reward from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah will forgive all his sins. And that person who stands in Laylatul Qadr, he searches for Laylatul Qadr, and Allah grants him that Laylatul Qadr. He stands with Iman and Ihtisab, hoping for ajr and reward from Allah, then Allah will forgive all his sins. Allah make it among those people who value the month of Ramadan. Allah make it among those people who attend our Taraweeh Salah, and Allah make it among those people who stand up in Laylatul Qadr and worship Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, kullu amali ibn Adam yudha'af al-hasana bi'ashari amthaliha. Whatever good deed a person does, in principle, in general, is multiplied 10 times. One good deed, Allah will reward you 10 times. إِلَى سَبْعِ مِئَةِ ضَعْفٍ. And depending on the sacrifice of the person, depending on the ikhlas and sincerity of the person, the reward can be multiplied 700 times. إِلَّا السَّوْمِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, with the exception of fasting, فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. The person fasted purely for my pleasure. He stayed away from food. He stayed away from drinks. He would not even allow a single sip of water, drop of water, to go beyond his throat, because he's aware that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is aware of everything. He does it solely for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah says that I myself will give him the reward for that. My Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he has mentioned in one of his books, Mahmudur Rasail, an experience of an ambassador of Pakistan to Holland. The people of Holland, the Dutch people, they're generally very, very biased and prejudiced to Islam. So this Pakistani ambassador, he was walking one of the parks in Holland. He came across a Dutch person in the park reciting Suratul Rahman. He was quite curious to know about this person. He makes salam with this person and asked him, what is your name? He said, my name is Abdul Rahman. So ambassador said, Subhanallah, Abdul Rahman is reciting Suratul Rahman. What has led to your conversion and reversion to Islam? Knowing that you are a Dutch person, what was that convinced you and brought you into a fold of Islam? He mentioned that I was a director in one ship. And a ship happened to be loaded. It was a hot summer's day, and I saw many young laborers. They are loading the ship, but they would not take a single sip of water. Until I saw one very old man, also a laborer. He's also sweating it out, and he's not drinking any water. So I approached that old man, I held him by his hand, and I took him inside the ship in my private cabin. I did not know his language, he did not know my language. I took him into my private cabin, I opened the fridge and I showed him the best of juices. See, he turned his face away and I thought to myself, maybe he doesn't want the juices, maybe he wants water. I took him to another fridge, opened the fridge and showed him the different the water that was there. Again he turned his face away, showing dislike, and he pointed towards his mouth and he pointed towards the top. And then I thought to myself that there must be some very strong force that is keeping this person away from taking a single sip of water in spite of the hot weather. That itself led me to accept the religion of Islam. Most respected elders and friends, there was a very great muhaddith, expert in the field of hadith, Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayh. He was also known for his high level of taqwa. He has compiled a book on hadith which is known as Sunan Abu Dawood. He himself says from 500,000 ahadiths, from 500,000 ahadiths, I compiled this book from with 4,800 ahadiths. And from 4,800 ahadiths, the essence, the spirit of Sharia can be condensed just in 4 ahadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from the 4 hadiths, he says one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to have mentioned, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. It is the beauty of a person's Islam, the goodness of a person's Islam, that he stayed away from things that does not concern him. Unfortunately today, we notice that how much of our time is being wasted in political discussions, sports discussion, futile talk, and so much of our time is being wasted. Whereas, we should be conscious of our time, we should be conscious of using our time, especially in the month of Ramadan, to invest for our akhirat. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. I take an oath on time, most definitely man is at a loss. In this verse, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala complains of man's negligence of time. The greatest asset that you and I have is the asset of time. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created us in time. We live in time. And we are going to pass away in time. Everything happens in time. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, اِخْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ شبابك قبل حرمك صحتك قبل سقمك غناك قبل فقرك فراغك قبل شغلك وحياتك قبل موتك. Appreciate 5 favorable moments of your life before 5 adverse moments of your life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the shabab, the youth. Oh youth, you appreciate your youth before old age overcomes you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses the rich and wealthy. Appreciate your wealth before that wealth is taken away from you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses the healthy people, that appreciate your good health before sickness overcomes you. And for those people who have free time, appreciate your free time before you get engrossed, before your time is being used in something else. And generally, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised that appreciate your life before death overcomes you. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was once reading salat, 2 rakat salat by near a grave. So somebody asked him that who is the inmate of this grave? Probably your relative. That is why you are sensitive to that. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, no. I saw this grave and I thought of one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when a person passes away, he goes into his qabr and he thinks that if I was alive, then I would have at least read 2 rakats of salah. I thought to myself that I'm alive, I'm on the back of the earth, and why should I not practice on the hadith and read 2 rakat salah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj. He met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey my salam to your ummah and convey this one message from my side. Jannah, paradise, is an open field, barren, completely open. And the cultivation of it, designing it, that is with a person's good deeds. When a person makes dhikr, turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it is with good deeds that a person cultivates his jannah and his paradise. When we look into the lives of our akabirin, our pious elders, they were very, very sensitive to time. Ali Jurjani rahmatullah alayh, he was a great muhaddith and a great scholar of his time. In a certain time of his life, instead of eating bread, he started taking wheat, crushed wheat, and puffing it into his mouth. So somebody asked him that, why don't you eat the bread rather than just puffing wheat into your mouth? He explained that I calculated the time between eating bread and between puffing the wheat into your mouth. The difference between that, I was able to recite 70 times Subhanallah. How valuable, how much they valued the time. Dawood Tai rahmatullah alayh, also a very great alim of his time. He would eat soaked roti. One is that the roti, the bread is dry. And one is it is soaked. And the purpose in the roti, the purpose in the bread is the vitamins in it. Whether it is dry, whether it is wet. When it goes into our mouth, it is going to become wet in any way. So he would eat soaked roti. So somebody asked him, why do you do that? He said, I calculated the time difference between eating dry bread and soaked bread. In the time difference, I'm able to recite 50 ayat of the Quran Kareem. Jamaluddin Misri rahmatullah alayh, great alim of Egypt. Once he saw 2 people talking, futile talk, wasting, nothing serious. And he made a comment to one of his friends that, are these people selling the time? If they're selling the time, tell me, maybe I'll buy the time because I need the time more than them. They're wasting the time. Hafs ibn Umar, also a great alim of his time. Somebody would want to come and talk to him. Just futile talk, waste time. He would first address the person and would tell to him, can you stop the movement of the sun? If you can stop the movement of the sun, then I'll talk to you. But I can't talk to you while the sun is moving. Your time is getting wasted. My time is also getting wasted. I heard an incident from my ustad, Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib, Ahmad Barakatuhum. One pious person, he went to a grave. Now Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala bestowed certain people with that ability to know what is happening to an inmate of the grave. So a connection started between them two. So that a pious person asked the inmate of the grave that, what had happened to you after you had passed away? Tell me some of your condition in your halat. So he mentioned that after the person left the people left the graveyard, the angels came to me and asked me 3 questions. Mar Rabbuk, Ma Dinuk, Ma Taqulu fi hadha ar-rajul. Who is your Rabb? What is your religion? What is your deen? What is your philosophy, ideology, deen? And what do you say about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When I was successful in my answers, then Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told me that you have grace and respite, you can rest. But do whatever what you wish to do in the qabr. So he said, oh Allah, in the world I had a passion of reciting the Quran Kareem. allow me to recite the Quran Kareem. So from then right up till now, I utilized my time in reciting the Quran Kareem. And from then right up till now, I've completed 70,000 times the Quran Kareem. But the thing that he mentioned at the end was this, that although I've read the Quran Kareem 70,000 times, if you recite one time Subhanallah whilst being alive, whilst being on the top of the earth, the value of that is even more greater than my 70,000 times reading the Quran Kareem. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us the hidayat and the ability to value our time and utilize our time most fruitfully, especially in the month of Ramadan. Respected elders and friends, in the month of Ramadan, we should go out of our way and use it to the best of our ability. One alim gave a very beautiful example. One king, he had 5 orchards. He told one of his royal courtiers, take a basket and go into the 5 orchards and choose the fruits of your choice. One condition, when you go through one orchard, then you can't turn back. You have to keep on going in front. This is royal courtier takes his basket. He goes into the first orchard and he notices the fruits are very, very beautiful. Big ripe fruits. He thought to himself, if I am going to pluck the fruits of this orchard, then I will not be able to take fruits of the second orchard. Then he goes in the second orchard, same attitude. Goes to a third orchard. Then he goes to a fourth orchard. And he thought to himself, if I'm going to pluck fruits here, then I will not be able to take anything from the fifth orchard. But unfortunately, when he goes to the fifth orchard, all the trees were bare. He could not turn back. He had to move front, empty-handed, without anything. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us 5 phases of life. Our childhood, our youth, adult, middle age and old age. And we have this attitude that the young will have the attitude to say that when I'm middle age, I will do something. Person of middle age will say that when I'm old, I will do something. But when you're old, your hands, your limbs, your body, your strength, all gives up and you can't do anything. My Sheikh, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Hasan Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, very beautifully used to explain the value of time. One person, he is living in a village, in a rural area. His source of income was to make ice, come to the town and sell that ice. He would take his block of ice, come early in the morning, and he needed to sell it. If he does not sell his ice before the sun rises, the sun will rise, the heat of the sun will hit the block of ice, the ice will melt away, the person will go home empty-handed. Hazrat used to mention, our life is like a block of ice. It's melting away, every now and then it's melting away. And if we don't use this life to make investment for our akhirat, we should not happen that we go to akhirat empty-handed. One poet very beautifully mentions it, hayatuka anfasun tu'addu. Hayatuka anfasun tu'addu fa kullama mara nafasun intaqasta bihi juz'a. Our life is the name of few breaths. Every time we take a breath in, out, that is the name of life. And every time one breath comes in and out, then we are one portion of our life is also decreasing. This month of Ramadan, Allah has given it to us. We need to ask a question, that Ramadan has entered me, did I enter Ramadan? Ramadan has come, but did we enter Ramadan? And the approach that we have, according to that, we will use the benefits of the month of Ramadan. First and foremost in the month of Ramadan, renew our intention every now and then. And that will make our fasting also easy, and it also motivate us to do the correct and the right things. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that person who fast with iman and with ihtisab. So in the course of the day, if you are feeling hungry, especially in the beginning of the Ramadan, then think to yourself, I'm fasting because my iman tells me to fast. The hunger will go away. You'll forget about the hunger. It's a challenge of your iman. You'll feel that internal satisfaction. I'm hungry because Allah wants me to be so. And remind yourself that every time you're fasting, that I'm hoping for ajr and reward from Allah. And with the barakat of that, with this mindset alone, leave aside the fasting, just with this mindset alone, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allah will forgive all your sins. Imagine what ajr and reward you get with the fasting alone. Second, one is physical fasting. One is that we stay away from eat, drinks and our carnal desires. That is the prerequisite for the validity of our fasting. But with that, do not forget our spiritual fasting. We're staying away from eats and drinks, but at the same time, if we are feeding our eyes with all that haram, we are seeing those things that we're not supposed to see, how are we going to enjoy the ruhaniyat? How are we going to enjoy the spirituality of our fast? If we're staying away from eats and drinks, yet we are hearing backbiting, how are we going to enjoy the ruhaniyat of our fast? If we are staying away from eats and drinks, we are hungry and we are thirsty, but at the same time, we are backbiting someone, speaking bad and ill about someone, or having wrong thoughts about the next person, then we are depriving ourselves of the barakat and the blessings of the fast. So one is physical fasting, one is spiritual fasting. Stay away from all guna, stay away from all sins. Then this hunger and this thirst, you will see the ruhaniyat and the barakat in it. And thirdly, brothers and respected elders and friends, draw up a schedule in the month of Ramadan. And make sure that we use our time to the best of our ability. Make adjustments in our time. Maximize our tilawat of the Quran Kareem. The Quran Kareem, it is the kalam of Allah. It is speech of Allah. Allah is noor, the kalam of Allah is noor. And the more we recite the Quran Kareem, the more noor will come into our heart. And then we will feel the warmth of iman in us. And this is the hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. We should be more conscious of this hadith in the month of Ramadan. It's the beauty of a person's iman, beauty of a person's Islam. You stay away from all those things that concern you. Especially in the month of Ramadan, sometimes we want to do something that's not important. We need to meet with someone that we're not important. We'll be surprised that if we make adjustments of all our time and give all the time in tilawat of the Quran Kareem, making the zikr, coming in the masjid, then you'll see. Otherwise, people normally say, I can't make so much of tilawat. I can't make so much of zikr. How the people of the past used to do it? People of the past used to be conscious of the time. They made adjustments of the time. You too make adjustments in your time, and you'll see that how the people in the past, how much of tilawat they used to make. You use all your time in that, and then you calculate at the end of the month of Ramadan how much tilawat you made. After making adjustment of time, then you'll notice the barakat and the blessings of the time. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us hidayat to utilize the month of Ramadan to the best of our ability. Make use of it as a great investment of the akhirat. Every one of us, we're traveling toward the akhirat. We believe in death. We believe in life after death. We believe in hisab. We believe in accountability. The more conscious a person is, the more straight, the more upright he's going to be. And it is the month of Ramadan that brings the consciousness of Allah in us. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.